The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Today, it's Misconnections Day. It is a great day because remember everything that we were talking about yesterday with the glasses girl?
Yeah.
We got an update. She wrote us.
Oh, great.
She wrote us.
Oh, awesome. So we get to hear from her perspective why she may not have been truthful about needing prescription glasses.
And it's more than what you're prepared to hear.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
All right.
Is it going to shed light?
Are we going to walk away feeling, I guess, like this is the closure we needed?
Maybe not the closure we need, but
it's the closure we're getting.
It's the closure we're getting.
That's right.
All right. So we got that. Man, it was tough for me to wake up this morning. Like, you know, the alarm is never a welcome sound for you or I in the morning.
It's not your friend.
No, it's not. And you know, and honestly, like, I didn't even hit snooze. I just turned...
Oh, typically you do?
Yeah, I mean...
Doesn't your wife, like, reach over and slug you a little bit? Like,
yeah,
stop.
I mean, I'm still sleeping. I'll hit snooze, like, one time normally. Normally I'll hit... And then if it's a really bad morning, maybe two. But I didn't hit snooze at all today. I just woke up. And I think that's maybe part of why it was so rough for me. I woke up and I'm like, okay. And then my cat and my dog were like, all right, let's go. And then my cat's like, get me out of this stupid house. And was meowing at me to get out of the house. And I'm like, all right, fine. You know, go, leave.
Now I have a question. Like, on the weekends, do the animals allow you to start the day a little later because you're getting them going most of the week so early?
The dog is fine. The dog will just lay there. She's... fine with just laying there, right, type of dog. So she's like, well, I guess I'm just not going to ever go outside. Okay, I guess I'll just lay here. Okay.
Okay.
But the cat gets a little annoying. Whether she decides to eat our hair or barf on the end of our bed or paw at our face. Or, I mean, the cats are jerks. And it's not just one cat. It typically is Guinness, our oldest cat, who hates being inside, only loves being inside to sleep and to eat, and then wants to be outside all the time. But then we have other cats that will be just as annoying if it's not her. So
Can you lock them out of the room?
I can.
Can you close the door?
I can. Here's the catch with that. We have those handles on the doors.
Yeah, they're not a knob. It's a handle.
Yeah, it's a handle. And it's kind of like pulls down and you pull it down to open the door. So
the cat's figured it out.
Guinness, the oldest cat, she knows how to open the door. Doesn't matter if we lock it, that's fine. But then we'll hear.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That system over there needs attention.
Like she like, will. She, oh. And cats don't care. They will just. Keep poking,
can you put them in
poking,
a cage?
Poking, 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 and I'm like, fine! And
then
you wake up and you open the door a little bit.
So we just
leave the door cracked all the time because it doesn't make sense for us to shut the door and lock them out. It's at night, I should say, at night, because they'll just barge in.
Okay, so you need to have a talk with the animal children in the house.
So,
mommy
and
daddy.
So today
need
was
to sleep longer on the weekends.
So today was a little bit extra tough waking up for me, that is. So
I get it.
I'm already on my second cup of coffee here this morning. So
that's not a good start.
It's
already
one of those mornings. All right.
Oh, dang.
So the vigilante will hack in about an hour. We got feel-good stories. We got a bunch of other stuff to get to here this morning. So we'll crack our knuckles. We'll slap our face a little bit, splash some water, and we'll get
maybe
going.
Maybe a couple more slaps for you.
All right. It's DJX. Every single hour we do this throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this story started back in 2018. 12-year-old Damien happened to tell his math and science teacher, Finn Lanning, that he wouldn't be returning to school after Thanksgiving break.
Aww.
And that conversation actually changed both of their lives forever.
Okay.
So Damien had been in foster care for 4 years, but was having problems finding placement because he had an autoimmune disease that was damaging his kidneys. His health was deteriorating. He needed a transplant. But Damien had been taken off the wait list because he didn't have a stable home to return to after surgery.
Oh, no.
So, you know, despite not having any parenting experience, Finn knew he kind of had to step in. So he qualified to foster Damien in March of 2019. By June 14th of that year, Damien got a kidney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just to kind of make a long story short, he's been through some pretty intense treatments, but he's back in school.
Dang.
He's swimming, playing school sports, and he has the adoption became final just a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
So now they're excited about their future as father and son.
Look at that. That is
wild. Just an amazing story.
That is great.
Yeah. It's up at WDJX.com. CBS Evening News profiled them. Started, you know, with their original story back in 2018, then did the update. So it's pretty great. You can see it all at WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. All right, set the bar for your day very low. Hanger is a real thing, we've said on this show from time to time. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting so worked up over chicken nuggets, you bite the deputy who's taking you to jail, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I feel like things happened in between there, between those events.
Yeah.
So what happened?
That's quite a loaded sentence right there. A lot to unpack involving 23-year-old Lillian.
The Times Gazette reports a 23-year-old woman is accused of assaulting her roommate.
Uh-oh.
This is over a chicken nugget. This is real.
Yeah, over a chicken nugget.
Deputies say she screamed and headbutted a patrol car's window once in custody. A deputy said that the woman bit him on the arm several times. She faces a number of charges, including aggravated assault on an officer.
Yeah, from WKRN there. And so, again.
So her roommate, like, took the last nugget or something? She got mad? Bit the roommate?
Well, no, she got mad. Cops were called. Then when cops were taking her into custody, that's when she
bit the deputy.
Bit and headbutted and acted the fool. So now, again,
wow.
Again, hanger is a real thing. Not something to get all worked up over chicken nuggets, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting so worked up over chicken nuggets that you first attack your roommate, then bite the deputy who's taking you to jail, you're doing okay.
I feel like the roommate may be requesting a change of roommate.
Yeah, maybe. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. The word the vigilante spit out there on 99.7 DJX. Mourning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Mourning is the word that you can get into the website at WDJX.com and maybe pick up $1,000 of the money that the vigilante has hacked into our system and stolen. And maybe you can be a winner, literally just like Paige Benjamin was yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're serious, Paige.
No. I'm going to cry.
I know. Yes, we're serious. It's money that we wish we could be giving you, but the check's going to be coming from the vigilante.
What?
I know.
Oh, I didn't expect this to happen.
I know. None of us expect any of this to happen, so. Congratulations, Paige.
Really awesome. I'm like shaking.
I know. I know. Thank you. It's maybe
she's like, are you sure no one's going to come and get this back from me?
I know.
This sounds very shady and back alley.
Is this, am I going to need to give this back? Are the police going to be knocking at my door? We think it's legit. I don't know.
Have we filed a police report? I'm guessing no.
No, we haven't. We'll get around
then
to it, I'm sure.
It should be fine. All right.
We'll get around to it, I'm sure. All right, so there you go. You can be just like Paige Benjamin and get the word morning into the website at WDJX.com. Click win. And maybe you could also win $1,000 from the vigilante and 99.7 DJX. Yes, the Oaks and Derby will take place April 30th and May 1st in person, and you're going to be able to buy tickets for the first time since 2019, which is wild to even say. Some of the changes, though, however, for the ticket options: reserved bleacher seating, uncovered reserved box seating for six in the infield. Limited number of first floor grandstand and second floor grandstand reserve seats available. Reserve seats to the Kentucky Derby and Oaks include all-inclusive food, non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks. So, that's kind of cool. Reducing time in line, eliminating the need for, cash transactions and all that stuff. So, a little bit of changes this year to the Oaks and Derby. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to your feel good. Kelly K.
Well, reviews.org is holding the 2021 Digital Detox Challenge.
Okay.
So basically, they're going to offer you $2,400 to go 24 hours without any technology.
Oh.
So let's break down what that means. That means no smartphones, right, or TVs, right, gaming consoles or handhelds,
okay,
computers, laptops, smart watches,
ooh,
or other wearable tech, smart speakers,
oh,
and vacuums.
Vacuums?
Yeah, I'm on board with that one. I'm like, oh, I can't vacuum today? All right.
How will I know if I get my steps in?
Well, see, you're just probably going to have to count them the old-fashioned way.
Oh, no.
So they'll give you a safe to stash your devices in, to keep you honest, as well as a $200 Amazon gift card to give you a little tech-less survival kit, like board games, books, art supplies, buy some stuff like that. And you got to be at least 18 and write a little essay as to why you'd be a perfect fit for the challenge.
Huh. All right.
But, you know, if you want to do this, you got to hurry because they're going to announce the winner on the 29th on their YouTube channel. But there you go. $2,400, 24 hours, and you got to kind of be off the grid a little bit.
I mean, you know, when you consider what, a third of that time, a fourth of that time will be spent sleeping, I think you could do it, right?
I mean, yes, this is doable. I mean, I've seen other challenges where they want you to go like a week, a month,
yeah,
you know, a couple of months. Way harder. This is just a day. So there you go. We'll tweet it out if you're interested.
Cool.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, sometimes you're surprised when you run into your happily ever after and you don't know what to do, so you go to Craigslist to the misconnection section, you write up a little, you know, love poem to that person in the hopes that they find it and you can reconnect. We scour the website for these. Got a couple doozies. Plus, we have almost like a missed connections appetizer for you, all right?
Oh, this one's pretty magical.
Yeah.
A listener. Sent it to us.
Yeah, this one's out of Pittsburgh. So we'll give you this little missed connections appetizer, which is pretty fantastic, first, and then missed connections later here this hour. Normally, every week, we bring to you at this time a story of a couple people who are trying and failing the first time at finding that happily ever after with misconnections. I'm not going to give it the full juice for this one because this is just an appetizer, okay?
Okay, just a little taster, just to wet your palate.
Yeah, so this was sent to us from a listener, Kim. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
It's titled Arby's McKnight Road, in parentheses, McKnight Road.
Okay.
I saw you at the Arby's in McKnight Road, at the Arby's on Tuesday at the McKnight Road Arby's, on Austin Arby's in McKnight Road at the Arby's. Okay. Are we sure where we are now?
I think we know. Arby's McKnight Road, got it.
And you are is perfect. So beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I want to taste your hair and bobs.
I want to taste your hair and bobs.
I feel like it's missing an O, but I'm not sure. And I will buy you a meal at Arby's on McKnight Road at the Arby's in McKnight Road.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sometime. Okay. Just to look at your pretty face and wearing those slim yogurt pants. Wink, wink. Lettuces.
It's supposed to be yoga pants?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yogurt pant. Wink, wink. Lettuces get drink after vaccine and have deginer.
Deginer.
At the Arby's Roast Beef House.
Where?
McKnight Road.
Oh, my gosh. That is
That's
special.
Very magical.
That is special right there.
Yeah. I want to taste your hair and your bobs.
And then we'll have some deginer. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Do I have bobs? I'm not sure.
What an appetizer for Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, gosh. I hope the other ones are just as magical.
Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. All right, every week we dive into the internet and scour the internet for people who have tried and failed to, in the moment, see that person they love and maybe have that connection.
Wow, you went to love like immediately.
I did.
Love at first sight. Why they didn't get a name or number, we'll find out here.
That's right.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connection.
Can I go first?
Sure.
All right. This is Man for Woman. It's titled, My First Wonderful Wendy's Experience.
Oh, okay.
Never been to a Wendy's. All right.
Interesting.
Sunday, I walked into a Wendy's for the first time in my life, and I wanted to order a burger. First time for everything. That's when I spotted you stacking boxes behind the counter, and I was very impressed.
All right, great stacking skills or something.
You had the bright, innocent eyes of a geisha and the strong, flat back of a field ox.
What a combination and a compliment.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
It made me both nervous and excited at the same time. When you were done, you asked me what I wanted to order, but I just stood there, silently giving you the lusty eyes.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Sir, can I take your order?
After a few times of you asking, all I could mutter was one word.
What was that?
You.
Oh, yeah. I'm not on the menu, sir.
And then that's when the manager asked me to leave.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's probably best.
Yeah. I waited outside in my car for about an hour to see if you felt the same connection and would come out.
I don't think she did.
You must have been working a long shift or something.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see you. I'll come by and check on you again real soon.
Oh, great.
P.S. You'll love my car. It's green.
Great. Green cars are amazing. They're a little extra special, are they not? You know what the tragedy is, though? I mean, I don't think this guy is really yet to experience Wendy's.
I mean, he just walked in and he got kicked out.
Before he got a burger.
Get yourself up.
I mean, that's tragic.
Get yourself a Dave's burger there. My gosh.
Oh, they're so good.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is a woman for man.
Gotcha.
Your mouth said hi. Your eyes said hello.
Oh, my God.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Okay.
I was the hot older lady with glasses.
Yeah, right.
You were the very attractive younger guy with the navy shorts. Oh wait, hang on. I do have some. I got some.
Glasses. Oh, are you gonna wear glasses?
Absolutely.
Get into the spirit there. All right.
Absolutely. They also help me see a little.
Okay.
We saw each other when you were walking with your bros the other day.
Uh-huh.
I caught your eye and I said hi with my half sass tone.
Oh, little sass.
You answered back with full sass tone saying, hi, ma'am, and kept walking.
Okay.
Look, you don't have to play games with me. I know how you young guys work.
Okay.
I know you didn't want to hit on me because all your homeboys were rolling with you.
Oh, I get it.
And you didn't want to act the fool or look whack as crack or something like that.
What? She's in a whack is crack.
I think she's trying to throw out any and all phrases that she thinks young guys say.
Okay.
I won't embarrass you or anything, but I won't deny the connect we had either.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to break it down for you. Okay.
All right. We're about to hear it.
If you want to do this for reals, with a Z.
Okay.
If you want a woman who can handle the jelly.
Okay.
Meet me at the Walgreens where I first saw you at 7 p.m. And leave your bros to chill at their crib, homeboy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Handle the jelly.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I'm a little afraid to ask.
I'm a little afraid to ask what the jelly is.
I do appreciate that she felt like she was really trying to talk on his level.
Uh-huh. Something.
Cute.
Again, when you find that special someone and you think there's a connection, but you can't reach out.
Yeah, she's driving by the Walgreens and she's just like, hey. I mean, you can't really get a name and number in that situation. Understandable.
This has been
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Every hour we do this, feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
So the Murphy Good Winery in California, Wine Country, is hiring for the ultimate dream job.
All right.
Okay, they're in Sonoma County, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering up a 12-month position with a salary of $10,000 a month.
Okay.
Rent-free accommodations.
Nice.
And 30 cases of wine.
Would you look at that?
I mean, not bad. I mean, I'm kind of like, it's unfortunate it only lasts for a year because it kind of sounds like, I mean, sign me up.
Yeah, can I just
forever.
Stay on?
Yeah. So you have to submit a video application for the really good job. Get it? Because it's good, G-O-O-D-E.
Oh, like Brian Good.
Yeah, exactly. You got to explain your ideal role in the wine industry and outline what you could bring to the winery. They said our job is to help guide their path in the wine business, support their passions, provide a platform to achieve their dream job. Basically, I mean, you can kind of write your own ticket here.
Right.
It could include anything from winemaking to hospitality, culinary, digital marketing. The sky's the limit, they said.
Oh, wow.
Now, they haven't done this. This is the first time. This isn't the first time they've done this.
Mm-hmm.
They offered it in 2009, but there was more of a focus on blogging about wine.
Gotcha.
So they're kind of expanding it. So, yeah, you're into wine.
So what, like, qualifications? Do you? Okay.
If you're real creative at selling yourself, I bet you'll be considered.
Okay. All right. I'm going to trust you on that one.
All right. Yeah, so I'm guessing if I lead with my favorite wine is Arbor Mist.
I don't know if
they're going to pick me.
No, you're in. They're like, this woman appreciates value and getting drunk cheap. All right. We like
yes.
it.
Yes. You know, that's the spin. That's the spin to put
there
on
it. Is.
We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see more.
All right. Feel good. Every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Remember yesterday we spoke to Greg. Greg was bothered and was ready to really end it with his girlfriend of just 2 months because he thought she was lying about the need to wear glasses.
And contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we were kind of split all over the place. I mean, there were some people who were just like, she needs to dump him. And other people were like, he needs to dump her. She's a perpetual liar. And, you know, and then there was a lot of other people in between just saying, hey, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
It's not a major infraction. Let's keep dating. Let's see how this unfolds.
Well,
maybe talk to her and say, hey, do you need them or not? Doesn't matter.
Who we heard from. We heard from her.
You heard from the girl?
We heard from her. So,
Glasses Girl Speaks.
So we got that update for you coming up in about 15 minutes. Man, I don't know why I told, because I was just thinking about this, the Kentucky Derby Festival, that I would run the course of the mini marathon before the marathon happens just to show people what the new course is all about. And I was going to
let them figure that out and discover it for the first time today.
Like as a surprise. I know. And I threw it out as one of those like, hey, I mean, maybe we could do this. And they were like, yeah, yeah. I mean, that, yeah, 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 let's do that.
Do they think that someone is going to watch you run 13 miles on a computer?
No, I don't. So what I'm going to do is speed it up, obviously. I'll speed up the video. So it's
okay. That would be fun to watch.
It's not, and so it's not like literally an hour and 45 minutes of just.
I was going to say I support you, Sparky, but I am not going to probably sit there and watch the entire thing in real time.
100%. No one would. No one would. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think I got myself in a little over my head, but I.
When are you doing this?
I don't know. I was looking at this weekend maybe to try it, but.
Are you strapping a GoPro on your forehead?
Yeah.
Is there a drone following you?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't have a drone. I don't have a GoPro.
Okay. All right. Well,
I am not going to follow behind you videoing you the entire time.
Could you ride a bike?
I am not.
Could you ride a bike next to me and just hold the camera? Could you do that?
Listen, you'd be asking me to ride a bike for 13 miles. I'm not doing that either.
Kelly's like, I don't know if I can do that. All right.
What part of that do you think I was going to do ever?
I wasn't. I was throwing that out, just like I threw out the, hey, I could run the course beforehand because it's new and show people. And they were like, yeah, let's do it.
Gosh, you should try to think about words before they exit your mouth hole.
Makes me special.
Yes, it does.
Sometimes I just say things.
And it gets you into these situations.
Before I think about it. So anyways, if you want to sign up actually for the mini or the marathon, they... you can reserve your spot because you have an actual spot, a time, that you'll run. We've got all that information, WDGX.com or KDF.org. You can, check it out there.
I have more questions. When are you doing this? Do you have a set date? Do they have to shut down any traffic?
No, see, that's...
Do you dodge the traffic while you're doing it?
Well,
the little pre-run?
Yeah, I mean, I would dodge the traffic, obviously. I'd be like,
such a great idea.
I'd just hold up a hand and be like, hang on, I'm crossing here. Crossing here. Hang on, guys. Hang on.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
this is so magical as it unfolds.
But to be honest, most of the course is not on a street. It's on, like, you know, the Big Four Bridge, and then takes the Green Belt there in Indiana and along the Riverwalk there. And so, yeah, you know, I don't know.
So you should be good.
I don't know.
So have you figured out the logistics of this yet? Has anybody reached out? No.
I need to figure out the GoPro situation or something. And then I need
really precious.
And then I need to figure out someone who can make it look pretty. And then I need to figure out how to speed it up.
I really feel like you need a drone. Like, maybe you need to call your friend Joey Wagner or something. See, because he's got fancy cameras and stuff. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think
he's got production people.
A drone is going to follow me for an hour and... You know, however long it's going to take me, 2 hours.
That's really the best way to see the course, though. Otherwise, it's just like your personal view.
Yeah,
of, like,
it's point of view.
Just the road in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be point of view. Anyways, all right. Oh, we've talked way too long about this. I'm just saying that I got myself into a situation and I'm sweaty now that I have to run now two of these mini marathons, even though I say that, but my goal at the beginning of the year was to run a half marathon a month for the entire year. So, I mean, it's not like I am.
You haven't been training,
right? I haven't been training, so I'm going to be okay.
Are you ready today?
Am I ready today?
Yes. Are you ready today?
I mean, I could do it today.
Not today, but it's a nice day.
I know it's a nice. It's too hot today. Too hot today. I don't want to do it today.
Okay.
I want to do it today.
All right. I'm invested now. You needed me though to just be like, just put the hand on the arm as you start to talk, and just be like, hey. Let's fully think out these ideas before you toss them out there.
Well, they liked it.
People.
They liked it. They liked the idea.
That's great.
They liked the idea. So, anyway.
All right.
So, watch for that video soon. I don't know when, but watch for that video soon. I guess that's what I'm saying. All right. Hey, coming up next, we got an update from Glasses Girl. And Glasses Girl, if you don't know, was the subject. And I'll even play a little bit of Greg's call that we got yesterday. He was 2 months in or is 2 months into dating this girl and is all like, she's lying about the need for glasses. And I can't get over that fact.
Yes. Although he is attracted to ladies who wear glasses.
Right.
So that could have been a motivating factor.
Well, we hear what she has to say. And I guarantee you, you are not ready for what she wrote us.
I feel like they're not going to be dating after this. That's my prediction. Oh, look at your face.
We'll find out next. So yesterday we talked to Greg, and Greg was bothered and was ready to end it all with his new girlfriend of a couple months over the fact that she's pretending to need glasses when she doesn't, in his own words.
You know, and I feel like I was lied to because, I mean, who walks around wearing fake glasses? Like nobody does, you know what I mean? Like, it's not all the time. I can understand if you're doing like a modeling show or something, but all the time, it's crazy. And to me, it's okay, if she's lying about that, you know, what else is she hiding from me?
Yeah, and she apparently even told him once that she wore contacts, and now he's paranoid that if she's, you know, lying about that, what else could she be lying about? And I'll say that a lot of people chimed in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, both, you know, extremes. And there were a lot of people who honed in on the fact that when he talked to us originally and wrote us originally, he had described her, and I couldn't put my nose on it at the time, but he described her.
The not too skinny part?
Yes, not too skinny, not too chunky, but almost like it was his way of saying, oh, yeah, she's just like, I guess, I don't know, normal. But he could have said normal, or and people are like, why did he even say that? It says so much about him, about Greg, than it does even his girlfriend.
Yeah. It seemed like unnecessary details.
It did, a little bit. And so people were like, hey, because of that and because he's so bothered by this, she needs to end it with him. And then others were like, no, any bit of lying like this, even if it's so minute, it adds up. And this is a red flag, you know, go.
I was curious as to why she felt the need that she couldn't be truthful with the fact she just wanted to wear glasses just for fashion.
So I got an email late last night, and it's from Glasses Girl.
Okay.
And I guarantee you're not ready for what it has to say. All right, okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it says, hey, guys. I'm emailing you from an account I just set up that I plan on deleting right after.
Why? What is happening? There's so much secrecy.
I think I'm the glasses girl you were all talking about on your show. I heard you.
Okay.
I heard you talking to Greg. That's not his name, by the way. And recognized his voice right away. I think it's funny he's hung up on the fact that I wear fashion glasses. I just want to say two things. One, regardless of what I'm about to say, if he's that freaked out that I pretend to wear glasses, something that plenty of women do, then maybe he's not the right guy for me.
Okay.
You see, it's very hard for me to date and to see men because of what I'm about to say.
Okay, wow. Okay, what's happening?
I'm in the witness protection program.
What? What is happening?
She goes on. I will not explain to you why, but I've been in hiding for the last 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Relationships have been tough because I move a lot. And this is very frustrating because he seemed like a great guy.
Oh gosh.
I'm happy his family wanted to give me a chance because, as I said, it's extremely hard to be open and honest with a guy I meet when I have this huge secret.
Well, yes. I mean, I didn't even know the rules of that. Like, is she even allowed to meet other people? Like, what? I feel like witness protection program. You have to, like, be in a bunker somewhere or something. I don't know. I don't know how that works. This is crazy.
She continues. Yes, the glasses are just part of my disguise. And guess what? Blonde isn't my real hair color either. If the glasses were so mind-blowing for him, imagine what he would do when he finds out I change my hair color every 6 months. Newsflash, I'm not the only woman who does these things, but my reasons are for my protection. I'm sorry to vent and rant to you guys, but hearing that just upset me because I'm trying. Thanks, and I love listening to your show.
Can I point something out that just hit my brain? She's so forthcoming with a radio program that she's in the witness protection program. Uh-huh. But don't you think maybe that's a fun fact to share with a potential date? I feel like that's important information to share.
I don't know.
With someone like, that you're going to allow to let into your life, your inner circle that may need protection.
There was a lot to unpack with that. So much so that my BS detector kind of flew up in the air when I started reading that originally. And then I was like, okay. And then I got it. Like I said, I got it last night. And then I slept on it. I read it again this morning. We've seen and heard a lot on this show over the last several years. And, you know, witness protection program, you're right, is not something that I would have necessarily guessed. I don't know how it works. Yeah. I've never been a part of the witness protection program.
Kenna's not buying it. She's texting, I call BS. I don't know. I don't want to, like, call this person a liar.
Especially when she'd already been called a liar because of the glasses thing. Yes,
but I do feel like this is interesting information to share with a radio program.
Yeah, I know. Leanne texts in and says, hey, does she realize that they can trace that account? Well, yeah, and maybe that's why she said she's emailing you from an account or emailing us from an account and then she's planning on deleting it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been a part of the witness protection program, so I don't know how that works.
I've never known anyone who has. I know nothing about what that lifestyle entails.
If the witness protection program in Hollywood has any truth to it, then I know that you eat marinara sauce that tastes like ketchup on like elbow macaroni noodles and live in suburbia like in Goodfellas.
That's very specific.
I know. If you have any sort of comment, I'd welcome that because I don't know if anybody has any, knowledge of the witness protection program, but I certainly don't.
Back to Greg, though, I don't see a future.
I don't see a future either. Girl and Greg. I think they're done. I think it's written itself. My gosh.
I think the end of their story has been written.
Wow. Okay. All right. So 502-571-9970. I'd be curious to hear what you think. Man, we just got an update from a glasses girl, we'll call her. And she says the reason Greg saw her in glasses and maybe she didn't actually need glasses and Greg was all bothered by the fact that she didn't need glasses was the fact that she's in the witness protection program. Take that, digest it. And that was a lot. And a lot of people, including myself, kind of my BS detector flew up in the air and I was like, what? Get out of here. Why are you going to, and you even said, you're like, why are you going to tell a radio station you're in the witness protection program? Because what did a listener text?
Oh, Kyle said the first rule of witness protection program is to not talk about witness protection program.
Right. Okay. So Dave is on the phone and man, Dave, you know about the witness protection program. Why do you think she did this?
I think one of the reasons why she would be more forthcoming with a radio station is mainly because you're a radio station. Okay. So I'm from Houston and I have a few family members that, you know, work. They're postal inspectors, they're cops, and one of them is a U.S. Marshal, but he's actually a fugitive task force. So
okay.
In that kind of issue, it's easier to tell somebody you're probably never going to meet, never going to see, than to tell someone that you potentially may be with, and then they break up. Now they have to move that person again, because if you break up, if you have a bad breakup, you get what I'm saying? Look at it from her point of view. If you're in a, U.S. or if you're in witness protection, you're dating somebody, you are not 100% sure if you're going to be with that person for the rest of your life, that's something that you kind of have to keep to you versus you're texting somebody on a radio station and it's like, hey, you know, this is the reason why. You don't know what that person looks like. Obviously, you don't. You don't know what she sounds like. Right. I don't know where she lives like. Yeah. So she's completely safe with telling you this. She knows that Greg listens to it. So that's her way of telling him telling him.
Dang. Hey, so someone texted in and said being in the program for 5 years is too long. There's no way she would.
No. People downside that program. I don't know who the heck would say that.
Okay.
But people will die in that program. They'll be buried in that program. So when you're in the program, and I'm going to be very honest with you, they don't just give you a new name. They give you an entire new identity, new social security number. In some cases, it's not, you know, uncommon for you to get a little plastic surgery done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little nose job, little nip tuck here, tuck there, you know, clipping off of here, you know, it's not uncommon. Depending on the reason why you're in the program, you know, depending on who's trying to come after you.
Wow, Dave, thank you. Thank you so much for the insight on that. I appreciate it, bud.
That is crazy. Wow. I get the hesitation of telling someone you're going to date, like, hey, FYI, fun fact.
Yeah, that seems like I'm back.
I feel like by hanging out with you, I might be in danger.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't.
And you know what? Dave brings up a good point that we don't know what she sounds like. We don't know what she looks like.
That's true.
We don't even.
It was just an email.
Just an email.
Dang. And now the address no longer exists.
Oh, my God.
Because she was going to delete it immediately after.
That is wild.
This is so bizarre. Like, I feel bad for her because what a way to live. I mean, she basically had to say goodbye to her entire former life.
Yeah.
And become someone new. And I'm sure probably, maybe.
Well, and she even said.
I'm sure she's safe is to look over her shoulder all the time.
Yeah. And she even said, she said, relationships have been tough because I move a lot and this is very frustrating. Yeah. And so that tugs at me a little bit. I'm like, you know.
That would be very difficult.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to go this far into like witness protection program. And Greg's original call was about him not liking the fact that she was lying about glasses. And then we got here.
Yeah, that was a lot. Like, that was a real big jump that I didn't see coming.
No.
And I still have so many questions.
All right. Well, if you want to hear the original call, and then we'll get the her response, if you missed that, posted on the podcast as well.
Book is closed on Greg.
Yep.
And glasses girl.
Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna assume that they're gonna go out anymore. And you know what?
No.
Listen, if you're hearing this now, this never happened. This never happened.
You don't even know us.
You don't even know us.
If we go in the witness protection program tomorrow, then you'll know what happened.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Another opportunity for you to get in on $1,000 coming up with the Vigilante in 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. I tell you what, if you missed a minute of this show, you need to go back and check it out on the podcast a little bit later. We learned things we weren't expecting.
And I'm a little concerned that we might end up in the witness protection program now.
We got a text from a listener.
Just for knowing about it.
We got a text from a listener that said, so tomorrow when the show changes to the Carrie and Billy show, we shouldn't be alarmed? No.
Exactly.
And if you're confused as to what we're even talking about, listen, this is a wild ride that you're going to have to catch up on the podcast with. But first, listen to Greg's glasses dilemma, okay? Listen to that, because that's a call we received yesterday. Then
that set this whole thing up.
Yep. Then listen to the update we received late last night.
Mm. And try to wrap your brain around it, marinate in it, help us figure it out. Yeah. I'm still confused.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack with this show today. So hopefully you're able to spend some time, throw some earbuds in, maybe when you're at your desk or you're working out, and catch up on the show. All right. WDJX.com. Click listen there. Otherwise, tomorrow, it's Thursday already, so Throwback Thursday. We'll dive into that and have some fun with that and, other stuff that we'll figure out along the way. Okay?
Irma Gerd. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.